Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Just keep those eight balls snortling, short, short, chortling here. Come on, it's lovely weather for some fentanyl together with you. Outside the blow is falling and it's all fentanyl too. We're all ODing together in stormy weather. Woohoo! How was that? Was that good?
Do it again.
No, I don't remember.
Cody's going to come back with...
I
thought it was really good, Robert. I thought it was genius.
I have been telling Cody for years he needs to keep his emergency tambourine closer to the
right
recording
there.
Studio.
I know. We just finished a shoot. The studio's a mess. I couldn't find it in time. I'm
it's
sorry,
terrible.
But...
Nope, that was a one-time thing.
This All is right. our Christmas episode, I guess. This is dropping Christmas week.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's not a Christmas episode. You've got several days till Christmas. This is your podcast that you'll listen to while you're sitting in that motherfucking traffic at the mall trying to get the present that you didn't get when you should have.
Or when you manage to, like, hide yourself in a bathroom at the house where your entire extended family is hanging out and you're grabbing... just 20 minutes at a time of blessed peace. We appreciate that you're spending that precious time with us talking about Ben Shapiro's short stories.
I hope that your hiding place is better than a bathroom. That's my wish
it's,
for everyone.
It's probably
know.
Not, though.
I liked it at my parents' house. Like before they redid it, they had like those old heater vents, those old ones where you flip on the switch in the bathroom and it heats it up real quick. I loved hiding in the bathroom. I'd
so
go upstairs
nice.
With a book and it's some toasty. Pillows and cozy up in front of there. So, I hope if you're hiding in the bathroom that it's as pleasant as my parents.
Or you're listening to this on speakers with your entire family in a room silently staring at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I hope. I hope it's the first time you've all been in a room in years. And in order to break the ice, utterly silent listening to us talk about Ben Shapiro.
And if anybody speaks
Hello?
Up or coughs, you get
They're out of the family.
I think
done.
This relates to everybody on this call. I saw this thing that was like, shout out to all the millennials struggling to explain what they do to a living to their relatives this holiday season. Oof. And amen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right. Cody?
I think it's very
My mom
simple
apparently
to understand.
Listens sometimes.
What's to those
Katie's
listening?
Mom.
What we do? Hi, Katie's mom.
I do not think that she's listened the whole time. I think it's a recent thing.
But hello.
That's not what we're here for. Hi, mom.
I think a reasonable, clear explanation of what we do is we read "What's Fair" and other short stories by Ben Shapiro.
Pivot.
What's confusing about that?
So, Cody, what's the title of today's short story? I'm imagining we'll only get through half
story.
Of it.
By Ben Shapiro in his collection of short stories. Low blow, sorry. This is called From the Pit.
Oh, because he's not very tall. I got it.
Apologies.
Yeah.
Boys didn't hear. It doesn't matter.
I loved it.
I'm so sorry.
You guys didn't get
two
the
times,
joke.
Two times.
This is
it.
The second
two
time
times,
you haven't gotten times. Her reference.
I missed it.
It's the pit of despair.
The princess,
the pit
bride.
Of despair.
Come
okay.
On.
Oh, well,
now
okay.
It's really great.
Ted Cruz's favorite
times.
Movie.
Oh, shut up! Really?
Oh
no! Now it can't be my favorite movie.
That's my mom's favorite movie, and now I'm sad.
Holiday right, gifts for everybody.
I'll pick a new one.
Poor Carrie.
Boogie
Ellis.
Nights. No one else picks Boogie poor... Nights as their favorite movie.
Yeah.
Cody,
but anyway,
oh, Cody,
from
that
the pit.
Fucked up. Why? It's hot.
You can still like it.
I had a bleak Christmas movie experience the other day. I was this time of year, I will periodically search for random Christmas movies on Netflix, and I found there's a Christmas movie starring Joel McHale from Community, Jeff, and Robin Williams, And
oh,
it's the last movie I think that Robin Williams filmed before he died.
Yeah.
They made it that like August or something. And it is, I don't know, there's a scene where they try to decide how to dispose of the body of a drifter.
Oh boy.
It's fine. Ooh. It's fine.
That doesn't sound like something that Robin Williams would want to do.
He's he playing kind of a surly character in this.
Employ employing some member of the unhoused community on his film shoots.
Well, they didn't purposefully hit the drifter, but anyway, whatever.
Merry
but
Christmas.
I'll just real quick, if we're talking about Christmas movies, guys, I'm in one. I don't know where you would find it, but this is a really bad thing that I'm telling you. I don't remember anything about it except that it's called Farewell, Mr. Kringle. I think I have two tiny little scenes with Christine, what's her name, Ben Stiller's wife.
Christine Taylor
and Vivica Fox, I believe, is in it. And am I getting that
wrong?
Ooh,
and William Morgan.
Yeah, Vivica Fox.
Yeah, so I am. Oh, you guys are looking at cool, cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No,
I
found
the title.
I found Prime Video.
I said the title. So they're probably around. And Robert, I do not remember the plot. I remember I had one day, and I had just adopted my cat Henry, and what's her name?
Christine Taylor.
She had to sit next to me. I had to sit next to her. Well, she had to sit next to me. And I just was talking her ear off about my brand new kitten. And I remember her being like, she just kept leaving. And I can see that in hindsight. Anyway, that's my day on
the plot of
Mr.
the
Kringle.
Movie is on a writing assignment in the quaint town of Mistletoe. A magazine journalist who long ago lost her Christmas spirit finds herself enchanted by an inspirational man who claims to be Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a very dark movie that could have more or less the same plot.
Mm. I'm her her assistant. So
okay, that makes sense. Well, okay, let's get on to the story. I will be watching this tonight, though, Katie.
Oh yeah, new holiday
horrified.
Tradition, obviously.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's far enough in the past that I can tell you about it, and it can be a laugh instead
I'll
of
a double
a
feature
deeply painful.
With the movie I'm convinced Cody was in.
which is what?
The extended cut of Apocalypse Now.
Oh yeah,
he's
in
definitely
that.
In that. Yeah. I mean, Robert, see how this goes. I've got several bad movies that I've done, but I'll ease you into it.
I'm particularly in the mood for bad Christmas movies right now.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Speaking of bad things.
Yes, let's do this. From the pit.
Things. From the pit. And I believe, possible spoilers, this is his first foray into science fiction. So we're going to get a little taste of his beliefs.
How many pages is it?
This is 26 pages.
And the last one was like 15.
Last one was barely 20.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it. Let's get in here.
From the pit. September 19:: I am now just 5 days and a wake up from the end of my term, and I'm still alive. It's lonely work ever since Phillips was killed. Didn't think I'd ever say this, but I miss him. Right, don't really care for this character right off the bat.
It's fine.
But okay.
We're a sentence in. Whatever.
It's fine. I spent today traversing the caverns. Very few crobes. Wait a second.
Is that a sci-fi term? Like a crobe?
Is he referring to microbes? Is that what he's calling
probably
microbes?
That's probably the lingo of this environment. You know, like how sci-fi words are bad sci-fi
I
words.
I think that's what he's doing, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
that's 100%
like
what we can expect.
Thing. Like, yeah,
look,
he's putting on his vision goggles.
We're two sentences in, and I can already tell you this is copy-paste syntax and approach as the last one, but instead of doing folksy things like darn tootin' or whatever the shit he threw in the last one, he's going to throw in weird, really bad sci-fi terms. Okay, that's my prediction.
Okay. And then, you know, like sci-fi, like you, it's too early. There's going to be some words where we're like, oh, what's that? And then we find out and it all sort of comes together. So no judgment yet. I mean, lots of judgment, but
yeah,
no judgment.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, tremendous amounts of judgment.
Okay, unlimited judgment. I spent today traversing the caverns. Very few crobes. We've done a masterful job of taking them out. It's been weeks since the last wave of mites got Phillips. I still remember the wave. like giant malevolent spiders, their scaly tentacles reaching, squirming, their stench overpowering. Okay. Phillips firing his laser, but its power source dry. Phillips stumbling backwards, me firing, thinking of Amy, and then the mite was on him, sucking him dry, stripping the skin from his muscles with its massive pincers. Phillips screaming. That was one sentence.
Okay. Oh, Libby.
New paragraph. But thinking about it makes me sick. New paragraph. I never thought the territory could be so vast. Before the downsizing, the territory was no bigger than a large room. Now, of course, it seems vast, miles upon miles of endless caverns, followed by the drop-off, colon, a cliff that feels hundreds of feet high, plunging down into a soft forest of polyester. So it's vast, apparently. It's nearly 7 o'clock. The light still burns above, but the climate is temperate. That's the good news about being an anti, at least capital A-N-T-I.
In anti?
An anti. Like, I am an anti. I am an capital A-N-T-I.
Yeah.
Okay. at least the climate's always good. The power
I would say
of
that's an anti,
control.
But okay. You kind of, anti sounds what? Like anti Katie. I'm sorry.
I'll do anti. I'll do anti. That's the good news about being an anti. See, now it sounds like an ant's eye.
Okay, just go back to your, go back.
Okay.
Okay.
We're having fun. We're annoying.
That's the good. That's the good news about being an anti. At least the climate's always good. The power of indoor climate control. What? The whale, capital W, the whale, is rumbling above. His thunderous voice is overpowering. Does he ever shut up? He's working on a transnational trade again. Something to do with steel and carbon manufacture. A stock trader could make a fortune by listening to him. But I'm just a simple guy. I just want to get home to Amy.
Okay.
2 years. That was the length of that damnable contract. I, though the money would be enough. Ooh.
Ooh. I just want to point out Ben Shapiro and women. All of them are idealized women put on a pedestal or some it's always about the rugged guy that wants to get home to the woman or the woman that's on his mind. You know what I mean? The obsession with a woman, but they're never like either like, okay, in True Allegiance, never in the same room, you know?
No, they're just like, they're not characters. They're a prop. They're a woman's
name. He doesn't want to be around them. He doesn't want to develop them in any capacity. And of course, in the last book, whatever that fuck that was, yeah. Anywho, had to point that out. Amy is her name.
Amy is back home, and I want to get to her, which is why I signed a contract for 2 years. I actually have to read this sentence again because my brain inserted words that were not there.
Yeah, to make it a sentence.
Because it's even worse than originally thought.
Excellent.
So, okay. 2 years. That was the length of that damnable contract. I, though the money would enough...
One more time.
It's so easy to put the B in.
It's like you're instinctively just like, yeah, no, obviously the word B is
Say
there.
It one more time.
Ben's writing
is like jazz, though. You know, it's as much about the words that he doesn't put in than make all
the sentences
wrong.
He meant to say, I thought the money would be enough.
He absolutely meant, I thought the money would be enough.
Yeah, I thought the money would
be
enough.
But he didn't read it a second time, and so now it says, I though the money would enough.
Are you sure it's not supposed to be I, comma, though the money would be enough?
No, we're not.
I'm still
putting the B in.
Well, because, you are, exactly.
Yeah, you always try to make it vaguely competent, even in your, just.
Yeah, my brain is like, yeah, obviously, this is what he meant.
Yeah.
Also, like, that's not even like the finished sentence because there's a dash.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, good. What else we got going on in that sentence?
Yeah, it starts off with a banger. I though the money would enough. Dash. A guaranteed pension for life, an endless income, a nice house above the bay with the wind blowing off the sea. Amy in my arms. A lot of commas there.
Wow, that's not a sentence. That's for sure not a sentence.
Like, even if the first part was written correctly, that is not a sentence.
That's not, that is not even particularly close to a sentence.
I mean, oftentimes it sounds like he's riding and he's really high or something, you know, and like not going back and looking it over, like not missing like, obvious not things. Attention. Okay, go ahead.
Much like I was not paying attention when I read the sentence more correctly than he wrote it.
Maybe Ben's one of those writers who thinks that in order to be great, you have to write while drunk. And so he had a single thimble of wine.
Oh. All right. Hey, enough of that. All right. Okay. All right. Where the fuck am I in this fucking... Amy in my arms. She warned me against this. She was right. I was wrong. But now it's nearly over. The reversal process begins in 2 days. It took them 3 days to get me down to this size. Semicolon. It'll take 3 days the other way, too. Okay. They say it hurts. But at this point, I wouldn't care if they had to skin me to get me home. The lights winked off now. Another day over. I'll pitch the halo and get some shut-eye. It's like trying to insert little like pitch, sci-fi words. I'll pitch the halo.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like a, he's just gonna.
Oh, it's kind of like a sci-fi tent shit, right?
Yeah, it's like a shelter. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like instead of the folksy stuff.
Capital H halo. Also, the lights winked off. I guess, but like,
sure.
It's fine. Just like
it's fine.
Traditionally, a wink is just like. Goes opens back up
again. I'll buy it. Look, it works.
Fine. It's fine. I don't care.
Sure it works well enough.
Well enough. September 20. 4 days and a wake up. I hate hunting in the dark, but that's what I'll have to do today. It's Saturday, so there'll be no light. Just the hurricane sound of the cleaning woman's vacuum. And the mites are back. I could see a wave of mites today from inside my halo. To them, I just looked like another crobe. I think they're coming from the ashtray. They've always loved the ashtray. For an obsessive compulsive clean freak, the ultimate clean freak, the whale's addiction to cigarettes is a weird one. But then again, he can afford the lung cleansing day after day, the whooshing that lifts the ash from his lungs. Okay, so there's lung cleansing in this world. Right on. Mm-hmm. You put like a suction cup or something over.
Yeah,
your
he's
mouth,
literally
right?
like sucking the ash out of his lungs because that's how Ben thinks cigarettes hurt you. Too much ash in your lungs.
That's right. Or like it's not ash in your lungs.
That's what he thinks happens. He thinks like that he thinks that cigarettes are bad because you fill your lungs up with ashes.
It's not. Oh, that's not where the ashes go. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Also, this is the guy who like performatively like has his like little cigar buddies in their leather chairs.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, but yeah, he doesn't even like.
I bet
my coworkers putting ash in their lungs.
Afterwards, Ben just hooks the vacuum cleaner up to his throat. and lives confident in the knowledge that he's cured cancer.
Like he can say tar. Like, there's like, it's just like basic like. Like third grade.
Or to be honest, it's a future thing. Just say he was able to afford, you know, the anti-cancer treatments or whatever. Like we don't need an explanation. Like that's not what the story is about. I'll buy that in the future, rich people can just take a pill to not get cancer. Like fine, you don't need to go into detail.
Well, good thing he doesn't. Beyond that,
well, look.
Well, no, but the thing is, he goes into just enough detail to derail the story because it makes no sense.
But, like, in general, it's easier to get away with that stupid bullshit in this sci-fi format so far because you know, you're like, maybe they'll explain what that is later. He's not going to. Everything that's a question mark isn't going to be addressed. It's all going to be a confusing mess, ultimately. There's no answers to this.
Yeah, they're like... Shapiro story.
Right, there are, like, things of, like, forgivable things, and, like, there's a broader landscape in a sci-fi world to do that kind of thing, but it won't help him.
Yeah, it's often, in fact, great in sci-fi to mention things that you don't necessarily explain, just to let them know you're there. It makes the world feel deeper. But Ben fails to explain the things that we actually need explained, and he
gives
unnecessary explanations for things he could have just breezed over.
Yeah.
My prediction for Ben Shapiro, sci-fi writer.
Okay.
I support that prediction. Anyway, the whooshing lifts the ash from his lungs. I pop on my night vision goggles and put on my boots. Then I step outside the halo, which automatically deflates to fit in my gear bag. The last mite turns around a nearby corner. I follow. When I get to the ashtray, the final ashes are still smoldering from his cigarette. It looks like a gigantic white tower at an angle. I've seen pictures of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's like that, but with the bottom end broken and trailing into black dust. A few sparks dance near the base.
I mean, and again, so another unnecessary thing. We don't need you to say you've seen pictures of the Leaning Tower.
Well, right. There's a way to describe it as the Leaning Tower. You can evoke the Leaning Tower of Pisa without being like, I've seen pictures, and let me tell you, it's kind of like that, except this way. Like,
yeah,
do we know what this thing's purpose is?
It's an ashtray.
It's an ashtray. It's just a cigarette. He's talking about a cigarette.
It's just a cigarette. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just describing a cigarette. The mite, though, they're dangerous.
I think he's hunting the mite for food, probably, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
To hide from the crows.
Yeah.
The mites are all over the cigarette. All over it.
Do mites eat cigarettes? I'm gonna look this up while you... Please continue.
You know what? We actually have to take a quick break.
Thank goodness.
For my sponsors.
Okay.
I don't know what that voice was.
You know who doesn't eat cigarettes, for sure, is our sponsors.
Mm. Are you sure, though?
Well, pretty
sure. Brought to you by Marlboro.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
We're back. This is funny. I knew aspects of this because of the book that I wrote that talks heavily about nicotine. But so tobacco, if you want something that will keep insects off of you, you can actually rub tobacco on you, like the oils on it keep up insects and stuff. And I found an article talking about how it might be birds in cities may seek out cigarette butts because it keeps mites off of them. So there seems like they're repelled from cigarette butts. Again, every single thing Ben could be wrong about, he gets wrong.
Wow. Wow.
Just look it up.
Do mites like tobacco? Something like that.
That's a second of work.
That's all I put in.
Such a funny detail to have.
Literally a second, and I found out that cigarettes keep mites away.
Perfect. This fact about mites is art.
Yeah.
Oh God! All right, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean there are like insects that eat tobacco. Please don't get me wrong, but they seem to be specific things that live in where tobacco is grown. They're like a type of flea, flea beetles, adult flea beetles.
Okay,
that's what seems to eat tobacco.
Well, this passage doesn't say that adult flea beetles are.
Flea beetles in this billionaire's house.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do a quick word search for adult flea beetles. Nope. Just put in the typing sound after
dust mites or something, which is probably different from the type of mites that those birds eat tobacco to keep away. But again, I don't think mites eat tobacco.
Doesn't matter. Still funny.
Still funny.
The point being, the mites are all over the cigarette, all over it. They cover the top of the cigarette, swarm it, clawing at the chunks of the whale's saliva. Best to get them now before they disperse and hide in the crevices of the desk.
Ah, they're spit mites.
Mm-hmm. Spit mites. And so I climb. When you're at full size, a cigarette looks like a smooth, precisely calibrated cylinder. Only when you're climbing one do you realize that it's full of footholds and handholds. The mites are above me, but they haven't sensed me yet. I take out my hook from my belt and tear it into the cigarette wall with a satisfying thunk. Then I lash it through my belt and lean back. The mites are silhouetted against the foam board ceiling. I have a clear shot. I take the first mite out with a single laser beam, watch it plummet down the cigarette and smash into the table below, split in two. Before I have a chance to silently celebrate, though, the other mites... Dash, God, there have to be at least 200 of them. Dash, turn and face me. This is the moment where they're stunned. Moment when they're stunned. This is the moment where they're stunned before they realize what's happening. This is the moment for the laser grenade. I've done it 1,000 times already. So many times that it's a matter of course.
That's not how you. That's not. That's not right. That's not the right words.
Mm. That's just lazy.
A matter of reflex, that I do it by reflex. Like I don't even like. Yeah. But it's not a matter of. You would never describe automatically doing something as a matter of course like that. Mm-mm. Like it's just not the right way to
it's
say
reflexive.
It.
Reflexive.
Force of habit. Reflexive.
Yeah. Force of habit. Like yeah. That's just not. It's not how a human being uses like that word.
Like, but as a matter of course, I threw the laser grenade because I've done it so many times. But I haven't done it while hanging from a cigarette in the dark alone. I don't think it being dark is relevant because you specifically said that you put on night vision goggles, but whatever. I reach behind me into my gear bag, searching for the grenade. Damn it, I should have thought of this before firing on the herd. They're climbing down toward me now, their great bulky frames picking up momentum as they plunge their claws into the body of the cigarette.
Also, from what I can find, the kind of mites that are likely to be in a house feed on, like, skin flakes and stuff, not saliva, mm-hmm. but...
Not saliva,
okay.
Yeah.
Again, Ben just... Everything he's... And anytime he is specific about something, it's inevitably
wrong.
It's inevitably wrong.
But if he goes out of his way to be specific, chances are that is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're covered in the crusted saliva of the whale, and their smell is overpowering. I retch, grasp deeper into my gear bag. My hand closes around the grenade, but now the herd is closing in. I can see the black maw of the lead mite, of the lead mite, sorry, my apologies, that's my mistake.
Okay,
I can see the black maw of the lead mite opening as he chunks his way down the cigarette. I close my eyes and scream and fling it upward. Yeah, that is, as a matter of course, I close my eyes and scream and throw. I thought you've done this 1,000 times.
That's how he trained himself to throw a grenade, with his eyes closed.
With his eyes closed and like, screaming. That's what the handbook says. Close your eyes and scream. It's not a good throw. Yeah, no shit, man.
No, I'm not surprised by that.
It seems to flutter in the air before gravity takes hold of it. It reaches the top of the parabola, and it suddenly occurs to me that this damn thing could go off as it passes me on the way down. Of course, by that time, I'll be mite food. But then the mite reaches down with its pincers and gobbles it up. I count to four. It's already been a second. And the mite explodes outward, blowing a dozen of its repulsive brethren off the cigarette into the chasms below.
Chasms? It's not... Okay. Sure. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
It's not, but whatever. I love it. Like, at this point, we're like, why waste time? Like, it's whatever. It's fine. Fuck it. The wave from
describe,
the...
How does he describe the mites biting him? What is it that they have? Is it...
Pincers.
Okay, you know pincers. What? That's fair enough.
Yeah.
It would be fair to describe it as pincers, I think. It's little
weird right.
face.
You got it right.
All right, good for you.
One Ben.
Nailed it. Can't wait to see that word over and over and over again because he got it right. The wave from the explosion almost blows me off the cigarette, but the belt holds me tight. But the second wave... All right. But the second wave of mites is still coming down for me. They're creeping more slowly, more warily. That's not good for me. My only chance is that they panic. I can never make it down the cigarette in time to escape them. You see? Okay.
Okay.
So this is like a regular thing he does. He like waits for the mites to gather around the cigarette. And then,
because mites love cigarettes so much.
Yeah, as a matter of course. They're not panicking, though. They're getting smart. Their beady eyes scope me out as they tiptoe almost daintily down the cylindrical tower. I fire a couple times to pick two of them off. It's hard to miss at this distance, but my heart is pounding and my throat is dry. New paragraph.
New shattering paragraph. Light.
New paragraph again. It's a Saturday. What the hell is going on here? That's right. Here, I see. What the hell is going on here? Somebody turned on the light and it's as bright as the brightest day. Excellent prose.
Just as bright as day would be.
It's as bright as day, right? Like, is it his daytime?
Yeah.
But no, it's actually as bright as the brightest day.
Yeah.
You got your night vision goggles on, unless you forgot that you put those on, in which case. All right. Thank God for that. The mites hate the light, and they're scurrying down the cigarette butt, trying like hell to get to the darkness of the desk grooves. They completely ignore me, rush around me. I shout in glee, "I'm saved!" That's not in quotes. That's just a thing.
Uh-huh.
He says, I shout in glee, "I'm saved!" Exclamation point.
Yeah, yeah. He sees. He's just happy that he's saved and is shouting.
Yeah, he shouts in glee, and then he tells us, "I'm saved!" Exclamation point.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's writing.
Okay. Yes.
That's
agreed.
The use of words.
I agree. Somebody did write that down.
Yeah.
And we can read it. Then I hear it, the voice of the whale. Again, the whale is always in all caps. Or not all caps, but capitalized.
Sure, fine, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know, the listeners. You know, it's not, no judgment,
fine.
I'm just saying, that's
sci-fi
shit.
We at least learn what the whale is.
Oh, yeah.
No. Ben does not give details unless those details are unnecessary and incorrect.
He's a guy who feeds the mites his saliva. Then I hear it. The voice of the whale, grumbling from above. Something about an emergency in Tokyo. The earth starts shaking beneath me as the whale searches for his cigarettes, cursing. He always needs his cigarettes when he's under stress, and this one must be a doozy. Bang! He's opened the top drawer of his desk and slammed it shut, turning the air blue with invective. Okay. Boom! The entire desk shudders with the weight of his massive, meaty fist.
Oh, through line. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's the guy from the other story.
Yeah, this is a motif. The motif of the meaty fist. I can see it from atop the cigarette, and it looks like an avalanche of human flesh punctuated by thick black hairs on his knuckles, tree trunk thick. Damn it!
I mean, if
says.
You're small enough that mites are big, his fingers would be more like canyon walls.
I feel like the cigarette is
entire
thick.
Buildings,
or like he said, like it was like the Leaning Tower of Pisa was with the cigarette. So like his fucking hands would be like
perspectives are all over the place here.
Yeah, again, right. Ben doesn't. There's nothing consistent about
why would he think
size in here. Yeah.
Damn it! He says. Then I look up. His broad, fat face stares down at me. He can't see me, of course. I'm too small to be seen by the naked eye. But I can see him. It's like the moon, rising massive during harvest season. Massive and puffed and bloated and sweaty. Didn't need to say massive so close together twice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sure didn't.
Didn't need to do that. God. I'm like losing. All right. An enormous droplet of sweat forms on his eyebrow. Lingers. He said massive twice because he knew he was going to use enormous a moment later. An enormous droplet of sweat forms on his eyebrow, lingers for a moment, then falls down like a bomb toward the desk. It detonates, washing three or four mites away with it. Why is he looking at me? Then I realize what he's looking at, and it isn't me. Oh, God. I struggle frantically to unbelt myself from the cigarette. The belt's too tight, though, and I can't work myself free of it. And before we find out what it is that this whale sees, before we find out what our main character is so worried about, we must go to an ad break.
Wow.
Yes.
Cody, perfectly you put done, more work Cody. Into that transition than Ben did into this entire book of short stories.
Well, you know, I care about my craft.
Yeah.
Unlike somebody I can think of.
Okay, it's me, and yes, that's true.
I was staring directly at you.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
And we're back from the break to hear more from Ben. I keep thinking that this is so, I mean, like...
Good.
So uncreative. I mean, it's not... Oh, yeah, the exploits of someone really small. We got that with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Ant-Man, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, all right.
Well, yeah.
And again, Ben mistakes the point of science fiction entirely, because if you're the germ of an idea that someone competent could do is this
the
this
mite
idea
of an
like,
idea, please.
Yeah, the mite of an idea.
The probe of an idea.
Yeah. is these people shrinking themselves in order to like deal with the whims of a lunatic billionaire. And that is like nodded at, and then it's a terrible action scene. And there's no actual analysis of like the world that would make this necessary. Like, this feels like an anti-capitalist story.
I think it will be.
But not in a way that makes any kind of sense. Because again, right, the bad guys are the mites. It kind of, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see where it's going.
We'll see. I feel like there's definitely a really bad point, poorly veiled, that we will arrive at eventually.
Great.
But we don't know anything about the whale, right? Or did I miss that? Like,
Some sort of businessman.
Nothing more than businessman. Like, he's on the phone yelling about steel or something.
Yeah, smoker. He does deals, right?
He's
a deal man.
He does deals.
It's good to know that Ben doesn't understand capitalism any better than he understands socialism.
Mm. Yeah, it's good that he doesn't understand much.
It is good that he doesn't understand either of those things. Okay, continue, Cody.
When last we left our heroes, something bad is going on, and the guy's like, the whale sees him, but not. Anyway, and then I'm hanging by my belt, horizontal, parallel with the earth, and I'm rising, falling backwards, sliding down the cigarette, the hook tearing tobacco out of the cigarette as I, ooh, cigarette twice. The hook tearing tobacco out of the cigarette as, just say it. All right, sorry.
Yeah.
The hook tearing tobacco out of the cigarette as I slide toward his fat, blubbery lips, specks of spit oozing from his gaping mouth. We don't need to harp on it, but like if something is having the tobacco torn out of it, I have to assume it's the cigarette. So you don't need to say it twice. Doesn't matter. Moving on. I try to stop myself, grabbing at the serpent. That's my mistake. I try to stop myself, grabbing at the surface of the cigarette, but the mites have left it slick, thick with their ooze mixed with the whale's spittle. The surface of the cigarette is getting hot now. I look behind me, and the damn thing is on fire. Much like Tommy's house. The blasted whale has gone and relit the butt. Hot ash begins sweeping beneath me, under the paper, as the whale breathes in, scorching my legs. But before I can worry about it, the whale takes an enormous puff. The sucking is like an unstoppable hurricane, drawing me toward its eye. Down, down I go, until I plunge into his open mouth. It's the movement from fire into water. Weird sentence. It's the movement from fire into water. It goes, all right. Sorry, it broke my brain.
I don't know what he's trying to do with that, unless it's a reference to the great Bloodhound Gang song, Fire, Water, Burn.
I promise you it is not.
Well...
Down I go until I plunge into his open mouth. It's the movement from fire into water. I retch again as I'm immersed in waves of his saliva, stinking of yesterday's food, a toxic mix of bile and phlegm. I try to swim toward the surface of his mouth, but it's too far. I'll never make it, not with the rocket pack, before he shuts that blubbery hole forever, locking me in his body, swirling me down his throat and into his intestines. Then,
also, it seems weird that like a neat freak who's like obsessive about cleanliness would just let human, like tiny humans, wander around his home.
That's a good point.
That he would be like less concerned about that than mites.
Well, is that the point? Is he supposed to be killing all the mites?
Yeah, but it's,
well, he still doesn't know that this guy's there, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
No,
yeah. doesn't this guy have his own tiny mites? You know.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Like, he's a neat freak, but, like, also, like, his saliva stinking of yesterday's food.
Dude doesn't
brush his fucking teeth, man. Like, what?
Ben can't even make this character who's not a character consistent.
Like, it's, like, you've said, like, three things about him.
Yeah, and none of them work together. That. Yeah, it's great that all of the things, that every new fact we learn about this character conflicts with the other things he told us about him.
Right, like this disgusting slob of a neat freak. What? Yeah. Right.
this filthy, gross person who has hired tiny people to clean his house at the atomic level because he loves being neat so much.
Well, so I don't think the whale knows about this guy. I don't think he knows about the tiny people, right? I think
he's working for the guy.
Well, I think the tiny guy is spying on him. I think
no, but he says he doesn't understand it. He said it's a 2-year contract. Like, he just vaguely says that anyone listening in could make money off of it if they knew about the stock market, but he's not taking that down.
Right.
It sounds like his job is to kill dust mites.
I'm going to posit that he should have just added a line like, you know, if anyone listening, you know, they can make a fortune, which is why I'm here. Like, I think that might be why he just isn't explaining it well. It's very hard to predict what's going on because he's not good at it.
Why was he working with the team? Like, it's a 2-year contract. It just sounds like he's an exterminator. He's got grenades and stuff.
But then there's the maid who comes in to vacuum the mites away, right?
Right, yep.
So, like, why does he need a tiny guy to get rid of the mites if he vacuums
up
the mites?
I would say all will be revealed.
Why does he need a tiny guy to get rid of the mites is the kind of thing you would ask in a story Ben Shapiro wrote about using tiny people to kill mites.
Yeah. I we'll see if it clears.
It's so bad.
I believe he's an exterminator.
Okay. You putting that out there? All right.
That's what seems to be going on to me.
I think the story is bad.
Yeah.
I believe that. I think it might be corporate espionage. I think.
Yeah, it seems like he would have said something at all about it, other than like if anyone here knew what there was being said, they could make money off of it.
You'd think it.
Because there's nothing about him transmitting data to anything. There's nothing about him recording anything. He doesn't seem to understand.
He's just fighting these mites.
He's just fighting mites. I think that's his gig.
Presumably we'll find out more information.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
But maybe not, because the story is bad.
Yeah, is bad. Okay. But so like he's getting sucked into this guy's mouth. Right?
Story's bad.
I know what I said. Then I remember the halo. I rip it out of my gear bag. See, that was good storytelling, right? He introduced the halo early on, and now here we are. I rip it out of my gear bag and hit the button. It automatically inflates. Just say it inflates. Like, it doesn't. Yeah. If it automatically inflates, then you wouldn't hit the button. If there's a button, it's not. All right. It automatically inflates after I hit the button. Mm-hmm. I scramble. Like, if you. Okay. I'm not spending time on it. Moving on.
No,
I scramble
it's not worth
and it. Not worth it.
It doesn't deserve that, Cody.
It does not deserve any more thought. I scramble inside the airtight space as the halos buffeted on the waves of spit. The halos buffeted?
Buffeted? Okay.
Buffeted on the waves of spit. Okay. Oh, this is great. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't know like how the word is used. Normally, okay. Then the whale swallows the halo, dash, and I, dash, go flying backwards down his throat, past the blimp of his uvula, down his thorax, into the vast blackness beyond. The air pressure changes, and I fall into the formatting is terrible. I fall into the simultaneous darkness of unconsciousness.
Wow.
That's why I was confused. The air pressure changes and I fall into the simultaneous darkness of unconsciousness. Oh, no, I know what he's saying. That's
he's both falling into the darkness of the body as he's passing out. But that's not.
Yeah, the darkness of the belly, the darkness of unconsciousness.
It's bad.
Simultaneously. Ooh,
yeah.
Bad.
It's like, just not good
fine
writing.
Fine idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Like the crobe of an idea there for this one sentence is not bad, but poorly executed.
Yeah, afterwards I wouldn't be able to tell if I'd passed out before it had gotten darker. Like what? I don't know. Maybe even don't mention that because there's no real way to.
Or just like like darkness of.
I passed out on the way down. Everything went black.
Some darkness of that and the darkness of unconsciousness.
I don't know. There's a number of simpler ways to frame it.
More time could be spent on it, and more time than we're willing to spend on it. So moving on, new
moving
section.
Moving on, please.
September 21. predict what this next sentence says.
Has he spent several days inexplicably inside a man?
So the previous section said September 20.
Yeah.
So this is the 21st.
Okay, it's the next day.
September 21st, colon. I don't know what day it is.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Man.
More
perfect
art. From perfect author. September 21. I don't know what day it is. I assume it's 3 days and a wake up. When I opened my eyes this morning, or is it afternoon? I couldn't see much. I lit my hand lantern and looked around. I seemed to be in an enormous dark cave. You know where you are. What are you fucking like?
Yeah. Right.
Like, he knows he was swallowed. Also, I'm sorry. He was swallowed by the whale. Like, come on, man.
I know. That's what I keep thinking. It's so fucking now much. I know why they decided to call him the whale.
Kind of embarrassing, but
it is embarrassing.
Whatever. I seemed to be in an enormous cave, even though I know that I was swallowed moments ago. Almost a huge, ugly, veined dome. It must be the whale's stomach. Yeah, no shit. The halos caught near the top of the bean-shaped space, which shines with a weird, pale reflection from the lantern. It's pink and slimy and ridged. Or rigid, I don't know what he means. Except for two anomalies. A red hole filled with pus and blood, and an odd yellow patch, thick, pulsating like an enormous caterpillar. The halo has an oxygenator, so at least I won't suffocate. And I have nutrition packs to last me a week. Thank God the halo caught me at the top of the stomach. I can't imagine that allowing the whale's antibodies to attack me in the intestines would be a healthy process. Wait a second.
Okay.
I thought he was... Okay.
Okay. So
I can't imagine letting the whale's antibodies attack me would be a healthy process.
Well, so first of all, maybe like the stomach acid is what you should be worried about.
Yeah.
Not like the thing that happens after that, but whatever. I'm going to read this again because it's poorly written. I can't imagine that allowing the whale's antibodies to attack me in the... It doesn't matter. All right. They're going to need to find a way to extract me, though. The reversal process is set to start tonight. And while the whale's big, he isn't that big. She said is big, not whale's big. If they don't get me out of here, I'll tear right through his stomach wall, right through his abdomen. I'd better alert them. I reach into my bag and pick up the beacon. I hit it once. The light flashes bright, illuminating the stomach like an enormous, palpitating monster. Okay. And then I hear Jensen, my former best friend. Ooh, history. The guy I went to high school with. More history. Wowee. For the first time since Phillips died, a human voice, adjusted for pitch. I almost cry.
Kemp, is that you? Over.
Roger, Jensen. God, man, it's good to hear your voice. Over. There's a pause on the other end.
Where the hell are you?
I'm puzzled by this. Can't he see where I'm calling from? The beacon has a tracker on it.
Say again, Jensen.
I'm in the whale. Another pause. A long pause this time, broken by static.
Describe your status, Kemp.
I'm in his stomach.
Understood. What do you see?
His stomach, Jensen. What the hell else would I see? I look around again. He has to be getting at something. Then it hits me all at once. That yellow mass. It's a tumor. The whale is dying. Suddenly. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was the worst laugh. Okay. I apologize to everybody.
Conflict, tension, drama. Suddenly, thoughts are whirling through my brain, almost too fast for me to keep up. I'm probably the only one outside his doctors who know. He runs a billion-dollar empire. His stock price would drop through the floor if the public knew he had months to live. I'm a wealthy man. But all I want to do is get home to my wife. Jensen, I say, you tell the whale that I don't want anything from him. All I want is to go home. Get me the hell out of here, and I won't say a word about the tumor. Not a word. Affirm, Jensen. Affirm. The beacon goes dead. I haven't prayed since I was a child. I don't believe in God. No God would play the cosmic joke of letting the whale fall into so much wealth, then curse him with an obsessive compulsive dislike of dust mites so strong that he'd spend half the wealth developing the shrinking system and hiring dudes like me to man it. You were right. You were right. Yeah. He hired him to kill the mites for him.
This is the dumbest premise of a science fiction story I think I've ever heard.
I can't believe you're right.
God, I can. Here's the thing, Cody. To get on Ben's level, you have to imagine what the dumbest thing could possibly be and then try to make it a little dumber. And you'll get close to whatever Ben
has simple planned. Math. It's a formula. Yeah. Are we at a stopping point?
Yeah,
are we halfway
I think now that we know what this story is about,
good stopping point. You guys shouldn't waste any more of your Christmas hiding in a closet or a bathroom listening to this.
And again, it's kind of a germ of a cool idea here. A rich guy who's just out of his mind and hiring people to be shrunk down and like toil in order to clean his house at the atomic level. You could say some things with that. I would say that the way to make it interesting would not be to make it a dude fighting dust mites, because that's boring as hell. Then maybe it's like a chain gang. Maybe in like the future, prisoners are mortgaged and they find a way to assassinate this billionaire who's got them slaving away, cleaning the fibers of his carpet. I don't know. Mm. There's things that could be done with this.
If you were the kind
of person who wrote stories.
Interesting you say dudes, because that's what I said, but I'm pretty sure I inserted that. I don't know if he intended to say dudes or not.
Yeah,
I think he says... He'd spend blah, 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 that so strong, dust mites, dislike of dust mites so strong, but not like his filthy, filthy mouth, apparently. So strong that he'd spend half that wealth developing the shrinking system and hiring duds like me to man it.
Right.
Duds.
Maybe, I think he meant dudes. He might. Unless it's like a burn on himself.
He certainly doesn't talk about himself like he's a dud.
He talks about
himself like he's a superhero. Able to, you know, take the, it's of course now I can shoot these lasers. You know what I mean?
It's knowing Ben, it's more likely that he misspelled dudes. You have to assume it's the most incompetent it could be.
I think he misspelled it, and that
would be a typo.
You know what isn't a typo? That this story is a dud.
It's a dud. To close out though, the last sentence of this paragraph that blew the whole story wide open.
I'll bet.
Is. It's all too absurd.
Yeah.
Indeed,
I agree.
Ben.
Indeed.
It is very absurd.
And
okay. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Worst Year Ever for before the holiday. So enjoy the holiday. If you need some extra cash to buy presents, consider shrinking yourself down to the size of a dust mite.
Yeah, think outside the box.
That's so inefficient. Hire two guys. Like, he describes hundreds of mites
everywhere. There's poisons that kill mites.
Right.
Like, it's
also, the woman who vacuums them up.
The worst way to do it is to have two guys with guns shoot them.
Yeah, if you're, half of your fortune to develop this, spend half your fortune on a better idea. Like, give that money to somebody and be like, well, actually, what if you do this?
This guy hates the idea of dust mites, but he's fine with tiny people shooting things in his carpet. Like,
again, you're not considering the mites that those tiny people are carrying.
Yeah, they're also going to be covered in mites.
They're being shrunken
even
down
tinier
to that size
mites.
As well.
Yeah.
You don't know how that man's bathing. He's got to be shitting and pissing.
Yes, yeah. He's covering fucking 2 years worth of tiny shit and piss. Human shit and piss.
Who's cleaning that up?
I'll say it again. The story kind of tiny organ is bad? Yeah. It's bad.
Anywho, Merry Crimbo. That's Cody's
saying.
Yeah,
watch out for
Christmas.
That tiny little piss.
This is the last
shit.
Episode
indeed,
of
Merry
2021,
Crimbo to
y'all.
Everybody.
Crimbalababu. Huh.
That's unbelievable.
Their last 2021 episode.
Barbie New.
Well,
not dropping later an 2021. Episode next week because we need a break.
It was great. 2021 was. No notes. I feel like that's what everybody says about 2021.
Perfect
no notes
job.
At all.
You know what? You guys, the year is bad.
I guess it was marginally less bad than the year before, but just marginally.
It depends on yeah, it's
how you're looking at it.
Indifferent in some ways.
In some ways.
In other ways, it wasn't. But you know what it is time for you to stop listening to this podcast now. Go out into the family room and tongue kiss your uncle. Come on.
The racist one.
Do get
it
in there
for the
get
story.
Tongue kiss your
there.
Racist uncle,
and then tell us about it.
Yeah,
take a picture.
Tongue kiss your have someone videotape you tongue kissing your racist uncle. Post it on Twitter. Say this is my racist uncle. Mm-hmm. But even though he's racist, we can still tongue kiss. Hashtag
new TikTok
better together.
Trend.
Bridging the divide.
Yeah, bridging the divide. There you go.
You're welcome.
Get on it.
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.